This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the car, not as transport, but as a last resort place to live. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the number of people ages 62 and older who are homeless and living in shelters has increased from about 3% of the population to 5% in a recent 10-year period. Now, in Central Florida alone, seniors make up about 10% of that homeless population. And as Danielle Pryor reports from the Marketplace Hub at WMFE in Orlando, many are living out of their cars.
Robert J. Burke knows a thing or two about cars.
Oh, look at that Roadster. That's a nice one. That thing will go move. Faster than your car. Faster than mine, too.
The 76-year-old says he lived out of several cars over the past decade. Right now, it's a friend's truck parked in their yard in the suburb of Kissimmee. He covers the windows with blankets and sleeps stretched out over the seats. At his age, it's gotten harder on his back and hips. He'd like his own place, but he says he can't afford it on the $800 a month he gets from Social Security.
I ain't got the money. I only make so much money, and then I got to pay for a car, I got to pay for insurance. By the time I get through paying for everything, I got hardly anything left.
A few years ago, Burke was living out of the car he now uses for transportation. He parked it in the driveway of United Global Outreach, a nonprofit that helps homeless people in the area. Tim McKinney is the director. There's no official count, but McKinney estimates around 100 seniors are living out of their cars in the neighborhood because they can't afford rent.
Our region has a well-documented problem with access to quality, affordable housing.
Analyst Dale Brill with think tank Orlando Economic Partnership studies trends in the local housing market. He says people need to make at least $36,000 a year to afford even a one-bedroom apartment in Central Florida.
To put that in some kind of context for folks that are working, that's an hourly wage of about $17.65 an hour.
The Central Florida Commission on Homelessness estimates there are more than 3,600 affordable units in Orlando for extremely low-income renters. The average waiting time for one of these units is 5 years. That means Burke, who's on the wait list, could be 81 years old before he can permanently move off the streets. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor for Marketplace.